Blog Talk Radio.
Rekoshana Marigoshata. Yakarokoshana Mahayas, Lord Jesus. Come on in, everybody. Come on, church. Open up your mouth and give God our praise this morning. Amen. Oh, Marikoshata Marigoshata. We are here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, move on us this morning. Oh, God, move on us, great and mighty Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh, God. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh, God, for your presence right now, oh, God, for your words. Well, there are two or more gathered in your name. There you are in the midst. Oh, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rekoshaka marekoboshatai. Marekereshaka. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on. We've had a thousand tons of peace. We can thank you enough, Father God, but yet and still we come to thank you this morning. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed, oh, God. We come to Mount Zion this morning, oh, God, to receive from you. Great and mighty, oh, God, bless your children, oh, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God, for our hearts and minds this morning. Lord, if you find any wicked way of error, let it be taken out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We receive, oh, God, as we come believing this morning. My Lord, he can't abortion. Oh, Lord, break every chain. Every shackle be broken and destroyed, oh, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we sever every soul tie with the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, move on us. Move on us right there, oh, God. Rain on the mighty way, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out on us this morning. My Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We bless your holy name, Father. Oh, my dear, my God. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help your children of today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we are come today to be transformed, oh, God. Let there be a renewal of our mind this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, cover us right now with your anointing, your glory, and your judgment presence. Give us a fresh new release, oh God, and flow in our inner man with rivers of living waters, springing up from the abundantly with life in abundance. Give us, oh God, to overflow with your favor, compassion, and love this morning, your wisdom and understanding, in order to hear your voice, and not know of a stranger, oh God, come to turn your voice over those that are strange voices, oh God. Lord, give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand and be led by your spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts and anointings, oh God, and your blessings and all else you have for us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have a kind of our shot. Receive this morning, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for all the good things that you've given us, oh God. For you are the creator of all things good, and we thank you, Father God, for your presence right now. For in your presence, the fullness of our joy, and in your presence, we are complete and whole, and in your presence, we have purpose because of your presence. We're glad to be here this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we may have a full life, oh favor and enjoyed and having an abundance of overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in our areas of life, even as our soul prospers. My God, my God, we bless your holy name. Come on, church. Give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning because he's worthy. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all day on yesterday, oh God. Through the night, oh God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Come on, all of the children, all of the good and the Lord, we come, oh God, to receive, oh God. We come humble, oh God. Oh, let it come to your side here. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Have your way on this reading the service this morning. Go before us right now, hallelujah. Prepare the way for the day, oh God. Lead us, oh God, and we shall follow. The Lord, let the fruits of your Holy Spirit may find it manifest tonight. Oh, we thank you, that Kurobo Shanama. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, church, this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The Lord, because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. It is he that has kept us and not ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What are you doing if you let him?
Hallelujah.
What are you doing if you let him?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, church.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday morning service. We thank God for a new day,
yes.
Another opportunity that God has given us.
Amen.
To get it right with him.
Amen. Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, it's God that has kept us.
Yes.
We thank you for
thank
it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We bless your holy name.
Yes.
Come on, good morning once again. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you. Go ahead and press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manny.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
This morning I'm a little bit hoarse. We had a play last night, you all, and it was fantastic.
My Lord, my God. God is good.
Yes, he is.
He's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
What a great time that we had on last night. Hallelujah. You know, the people turned out, you know, in numbers.
They came out.
They came out in numbers.
turned out.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
We had a good time. We're looking forward to the show today at 5 p.m. So if you're in the city of Houston,
uh-huh.
Come on in and join us at 5 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. We're looking forward. Hallelujah for what God is doing. Bring his laughter.
Yes.
Oh, he put it in us.
Yes.
The gift of laughter. So come out and be able to join in with us and laugh. Amen.
Amen.
And celebrate life.
That's right. That's right. Celebrate life. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Everyone. This is the day
that the Lord has
made. And we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in that.
Hallelujah.
Because God is good.
All the time.
And he's more than worthy to be praised.
Glory, glory.
We are blessed. We are too blessed. We are blessed this morning.
Amen.
He blessed you all last night. Amen. You're blessed all day long. You're blessed already.
Jesus.
We are Psalms 91 equipped.
Amen.
We are ready.
Yes,
this is that day. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
I know he's been so good to me.
Amen.
I also know he's been so good to you because you woke up this morning and you're here in Sunday service with us, and we thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Have your way in this place.
Amen.
Amen. You are going to prepare for our we're going to prepare for communion, which we do every Sunday at the 10 a.m. service, you all. We're not going to hold you long today. Amen. We won't be having our 2 o'clock service, but the 10 a.m. we're running again at 2 o'clock. So those who want to join in at 2, I want you to know we won't be live at 2. So it'll be a rerun at 10 a.m. as we prepare for the play tonight at 5. So, amen. We thank God for the opportunity to be here one more day to be able to bring laughter. So if you grab your things for communion, your wine, your cracker, your bread, or your juice, we'll be taking communion. Amen. If you grab that, we'll go ahead and have the song selection here. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for what God has already done.
Yes.
He woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay? You all go and grab your communion, and we'll be right here ready and waiting as we have a song selection. Hallelujah.
Jesus, that's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Oh, but there's something. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about. Whoa, something about that name. Yeah. Come on, give that name praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood that you shed on Calvary. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God has come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to commune with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is well with us and it is already done because of your shed blood in your body. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. Let each of us examine ourselves now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us, that Jesus, you took our sins, our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this bread, which represents your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins. Yes, your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred, spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. And we thank you for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and said, take, eat. For this is my body, which was broken for you. And we partake it in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, and your blood is our atonement. Oh, yes, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us and cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. And we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody says amen. Amen again.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
At this time, we'll have our two song selections, and then we'll be right back here for the message, the preacher word today by Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Stay with us. Amen.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on, worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. The whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Held on to me, yes he did. Yes he did. I got to breathe.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you all can hear me good and clear now.
Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have made it to the message part of Sunday service. Will be delivered to you by no other than my beautiful, my wonderful, beautiful wife, this pastor, this prophetess of God, this anointed woman of God, highly talented. So welcome, my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Pastor.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he is worthy of all praise. Amen. It is he that has kept us and not ourselves. Amen. Come on now, church. Give God our praise right now, right where you are. You ain't got to wait for the pastor to start preaching to shout. Shout because God kept you. Shout because God saved you. Shout because he sent his only begotten Son to save you. Amen. Shout right where you are because he's healed you, delivered you, set you free, provided for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
He's kept you. Hallow you in a way that you can be kept. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy to be praised. We come to praise you. We come to worship you right now, Father God, in truth and in spirit. Lord, we just want to say thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. I know I'm not by myself.
Amen.
Will you,
thank
you just look back over your life and see how far God has brought you and see if God has kept you, amen, when you couldn't even keep yourself, when
amen.
You almost lost your mind, but God, when they try to take you off, but God, when the doctor said no, but God, when the doctor said it wouldn't be, it couldn't be, but God, amen. knowing that God stepped in and saved you. Hallelujah. When you were in a situation where nobody else was there for you but God, when nobody picked up the phone but God, when it seemed like it was defeated but God snatched you out of that situation. Hallelujah. Set your feet on solid ground. But God, when it looked like the flood was going to take you up and take you under, but God, oh, God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh, God, that you will let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in this service, oh, God. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit on the line. We come against every spirit of worry, doubt, disbelief, every spirit of pride, oppression, and depression. We come against every unteachable spirit. We come against every spirit of a fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every sleeping spirit. We command you to cease your words to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of anxiety, every spirit that's operating in us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your words to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And
yes,
we declare the come right now. Victory over our life, victory over our finances, victory over our health and strength, victory over our children, grandchildren, children to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we can't thank you enough.
Yes,
and yet,
thank you.
We thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move mighty in the life of your children this day. Oh, Lord, even as we come this morning, man, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place, oh, God. Mighty God of the Most High God. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven this morning. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour
amen.
We will have no one to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary.
Thank
the
you.
The blood that saves us. The beings are sanctified, justified, and makes all things new. Hallelujah. We declare the curse today that we're walking in our newness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. It is you that have kept us and saved us. Thank you. It is you that have saved us. Thank you. It is you that have healed. Thank you. It is you that have put my thank you. My ear can't stop out here. Lord, he's kind of the most shocker. My Lord, my God, I can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. My ear can't my God, move this morning, Father. Oh, Lord, we need you right now.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me. Right
amen.
Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, I pray for angels to be released to war against any spirit in the heavens desire to block our prayers from being answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord,
yes,
my
in the name
God,
of Jesus.
I declare and declare your goodness operating through the life of your children this very day and this very hour. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and declare you to be on the throne of my life and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all through all and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. We come today to receive our daily bread. Let our spiritual bellies be full this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, let us drink a cup of blessing that we thirst no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank
you, Jesus Lord. Christ, over everyone that's in service this morning, over all that you're concerned about in love, over your household and all that's connected to you. And I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with you and your house. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
amen.
Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things, Michelle, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I think about the goodness of the Lord, all I can do is shout. Glory. I know I said I got a little bit of voice, but I'm going to use a little bit. I got to glorify God because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm taking a little bit of water, you all, because like I said, we had a play last night, and my voice is a little bit of a strain, but I'm going to use what I got for the Lord, and then the world can have the rest. And then I'll give the soul of the rest, but I'm going to give my Lord, my God, all that I have in me, and I believe, and I shall receive restoration. Amen. Hallelujah. Let you know you can speak that into your life, and then as you believe it, you shall receive it. Amen. If you keep walking in it, guess what? You'll get through it. Amen. But don't stop walking.
Amen.
What I mean by that, Pastor, what you mean? Don't stop believing. Amen. Keep on going. You know, they say if you just keep going another mile, you'll get to your destination. So I want to encourage you this morning to keep on keeping on in the faith. Amen. Because that means you believe in God's word. If you just keep on keeping on in the faith, you will still get through it. Amen. Hallelujah. If you stop right here in discouragement, in disappointment, in shame, guilt, and condemnation, if you stop in fear, if you stop right there in your sickness, in your aching pain, you'll never get to your healing. You'll never get to your deliverance. You'll never get to the blessing. I just want you to know today, if you just keep on keeping on, you'll soon get to your destination. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's for all of us this morning. Glory to God. The message today, you all, is be born again. Be born again. Hallelujah. If you come with me this morning, hallelujah. If you walk with me this morning, hallelujah. If you walk with me this morning, hallelujah. The word is be born again. Amen. God, don't stay right there. Be born again. If we go over to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 1, through 8, I'll be coming from the New King James Version this morning. John chapter 3, and that's St. John, not first John or second John, but John. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 8, the Bible says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but it cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be born again, church. Be born again. Hallelujah. Be born again. What is the Bible saying? I just want to break it down today. We're going to preach and teach. Amen.
Yes,
what is the Bible
Lord.
Saying? We're
Amen.
Talking about being born again. See, Nicodemus came to Jesus personally. Although he could have sent one of his assistants, he wanted to examine Jesus for himself to separate fact from room. Amen. See, perhaps Nicodemus was afraid of what his peers or the Pharisees would say about his visit. So he came after dark. See, later when he understood that Jesus was truly the Messiah, he spoke up boldly in his defense. And then, see, like Nicodemus, we must examine Jesus for ourselves. See, others cannot do it for us. Then if we believe, I'm going to say that again, then if we believe he is who he says, he is, we will want to speak up for him. See, what did Nicodemus know about the kingdom? See, from the Bible, he knew it would be ruled by God. It would be restored on earth, and it would incorporate God's people. See, Jesus revealed to this devout Pharisees that the kingdom would come to the whole world, not just the Jews, and that Nicodemus wouldn't be a part of it unless he was absolutely born again. So I speak to your church this morning, be born again. See, this was a revolutionary concept of the kingdom is personal, not national or ethnic, and it is interest requirements of repentance and spiritual rebirth. Amen. See, Jesus later taught that God's kingdom has already begun in the hearts of believers. Amen. See, it will be fully realized when Jesus returns again to judge the world and abolish evil forever. Hallelujah. See, a water, when the Bible speaks of this in verse 5 and 6, when Jesus asked, he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. See, I want you to understand something. See, of water and the Spirit can refer to one. The contrast between physical birth, water is spiritual birth, spirit, are being regenerated by the Spirit and signifying that rebirth by Christian baptism. See, the water may also represent the cleansing action of God's Holy Spirit. See, Nicodemus, undoubtedly you all would have been familiar with God's promises. And Jesus was explaining the importance of a spiritual rebirth. I'm going to say to you again, church, be born again. See, saying that people don't enter the kingdom by living a better life, but by being spiritually reborn. Amen. Are you ready today? Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Who is the Holy Spirit? See, God is three persons in one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, God became man in Jesus so that Jesus could die for our sins. Amen. See, Jesus rose from the dead to offer salvation to all people through spiritual renewal and rebirth. Be born again, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout out. My God. See, when Jesus ascended into heaven, his physical presence left the earth, but he promised to send the Holy Spirit so that his spiritual presence would still be around mankind. See, the Holy Spirit first became available for all believers at the Pentecost in the book of Acts. See, whereas in the Old Testament days, you all, the Holy Spirit empowered specific individuals for specific purposes. Now today, all believers have the power of the Holy Spirit available to them. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand, you've got to be born again. Amen. See, Jesus explained that we cannot control the work of the Holy Spirit. He works in ways that we cannot predict. Oh, God. I don't know, maybe it's a system, Pastor Sam, the button, but no, it's open. I don't know what's going on with it. But we thank God. He come out here, come on, sometimes. We come against every hindrance spirit right now. Be born again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know if you all can hear me, press one. If you can hear me, press one if you can. I'm not sure, Pastor Sam, he can't hear me. My God, okay, you can hear me, okay. Sister Dylan, thank you. All right, Father God, we thank you, amen. Be born again. I'm hoping you all didn't miss a lot of that, but I trust God that you'll get it, amen. Hallelujah, be born again, church. The Bible tells us this, we have to be born again. We can't stay the same way. We got to renew our minds, amen. When we go over to the book of Shadaba, 2 Corinthians, you all, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, and we're talking about being born again, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is what happens when you are born again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 18, now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, amen, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. What does this mean, you all? Be born again. Because when you look at the scripture here, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. How does that happen? You have to be born again. Amen. I want you to understand this. Christians are brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives us, you all, new life.
And we're not the same anymore. Amen. We're not reformed, rehabilitated, or reeducated. We are recreated. We are born again. Amen. Living a vital union, you are with Christ. At conversion, we are not merely turning over a new leaf. We are beginning a new life under a new master. We are born again. Amen. See, God brings us back to himself. Amen. Reconciling us, y'all, by blotting out our sins. Amen. This is what happens when you are born again. So I say to you again, church, this morning, be born again. See, and making us up, God has made us upright, made us righteous in him. Amen. We are no longer God's enemies or strangers or foreigners to him when we trust in Christ, because we have been reconciled to God, and we have the privilege of encouraging others to do the same. Amen. And thus we are those who have the ministry of reconciliation, because why? We are born again. Be born again. Hallelujah. Be born again. Have you been born again? That is the question this morning. Have you been born again? Have you made a decision? You know what? I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. I want to be born again. Amen. The Bible says, he told Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Hallelujah. Call it conversion. Call it commitment. Call it repentance. Call it being saved. But it has to happen. Or has it happened to you? Does Christ live in your heart? Do you know it? Many people have thought a long time about religion and Christianity, yet have never made a commitment. Are you committed to Jesus Christ? If you are, be born again. See, Nicodemus must have been stunned when Jesus said, you must be born again. It wouldn't seem shocking if Christ had said that Zacchaeus, you are the tax collector, or the thief on the cross, or the woman that was caught in adultery, or religious leaders in his time, still he was searching for reality. See, you may go to church, but perhaps you're still searching. See, there is an empty place in your heart, and something inside tells you that you're not really right with God. See, Nicodemus fasted 2 days a week. He spent 2 hours every day in prayer. He tried. Why did Jesus say that Nicodemus must be born again? Because he could read the heart of Nicodemus. Jesus saw that Nicodemus had covered himself with religion, but had not yet found fellowship with God. Many of us get church when we don't get God. Many of us get the order of church when we don't get Jesus. You got to be born again. The root of this problem is many of you all in understanding what causes all of our troubles in the world, lying and cheating and hating the prejudice and social inequity you all in war. See, Jesus said, but those things which are processed out of the mouth have come from the heart, and they defile a man. In Matthew 15 and 18, you all, he said the problem is in our hearts, and our hearts need to be changed so we can be born again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand this, you all. Psychologists and sociologists and psychiatrists and psychologists, you all recognize that there is something wrong with mankind or humankind, you all. Many words in Scripture describe it. Among them is the word transgression. Sin is the transgression of the law. The Ten Commandments, have you ever broken one of those commandments? Then you are guilty of having broken them all. And the book of James 2 and 10 says, see, the word sin carries with it the idea of missing the mark, coming short of our duty, failure to do what we ought to do. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin, amen? And yet before we can get to heaven, we must have righteousness. God says, be perfect as I am perfect, holy as I am holy. Be born again, you all. Hallelujah. This is the question. Where are we going to get that perfection? Where are we going to get that perfection? We don't have it now, yet we can't get to heaven if we don't have it. Where are we supposed to get that from? The fulfillment in this life, we needed to find something to commit ourselves to. Are you committed? Are you a committed person? And what are you committed to? Why don't you make Christ your cause and follow him? He will never let you down. Be born again. Amen. See, some people ask the question, what is new birth? Nicodemus asked the question too. How can a man be born when he is old? He wanted to understand that I was born in, hallelujah, you are, I was born here in Houston, Texas. I was born again in Christ. Amen. My mother birthed me. Hallelujah. But when I accepted Christ, I was born again. I'm not the same same way I used to be. I'm not the same woman. I'm a new Christian, guys. I'm a woman of God. There were many people posting on Facebook. They said, post your picture, post your age, and where your monthly was born in. And everybody was saying, I'm a woman. I'm a Libra woman. I'm a Scorpio woman. I'm a Aquarius woman. I'm a Capricorn woman. I said, I'm a woman of God because I've been born again. I'm a new Christian. I'm not the same that I used to be. And I will not again carry the old title, amen, because I've been born again. I got a new birthright, amen. I have a new birth certificate because I've been born again. I am the righteousness of God, called in this power of the Holy Spirit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, we got to understand today, you got to be born again. I'm out here, come on, what's up, Baba? Ooh, he cuts up our God. We just thank him. I thank you, Lord God. Understand, Dina, that we got to be born again. How is the new birth accomplished? We cannot inherit new birth, you all. The Bible says that those who are born again, we're born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. 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 Our fathers and mothers may be the greatest. Hallelujah. But when you're born again in Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Now you're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. Those who the promises of God comes in hand. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you be born again today? Will you make that decision today? I want to be born again. I don't want to continue the same way I've been going. I don't want to be the same woman or man I've been. I don't want to be a man of the world, a woman of the world. I want to be a woman of God and a man of God. I want to live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of God. I want the fruits of the Holy Spirit to take root and manifest in my actions, that I will see and know that it is God that working on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit that God to lead me. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you be born again today? Will you be born again today? That is the question. We cannot work our way to God either. You understand? I need you to understand. The Bible says that salvation comes not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, you all. He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We just thank God. See, this is what you understand. Nor is reformation, you all, enough we can say, I am going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to make New Year's resolution. But Isaiah said that in the sight of God, all our righteousness are like filthy rags.
Amen.
See, some of us are praised on the outside, but we're so dirty on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah. We look like we got it together. We look like we saved up. We look like it. I got the long skirt on and my hair tied up and I look like I got the suit on. But on the inside, I'm just as children. On the outside, I look like it. But on the inside, if you look on the inside, you'll truly see what's really going on with me. Because what counts is what's on the inside. You know, because even though you look like you ain't sick, when you come, you got to tell somebody I'm sick, they say, well, you don't look sick. It's the same thing.
Hallelujah.
What's on the inside?
Yeah.
You can tell somebody I'm sick and you look good. They say, well, you don't look like you're sick. You say, but I feel like I'm dying on the inside.
My Lord.
It's what's on the inside.
Yeah.
To conform you to certain social standards of behavior that is expected of us in our churches, it must be done. How is that? You got to be born again.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I want to say something here. But down on the inside, we've never been changed. That is what Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about. He said, Nicodemus, you need change on the inside, and only the Holy Spirit can do that. Being born from above is a supernatural act of God. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. He destroys us because we have sinned against God, and then the Holy Spirit regenerates us. Amen? That is when we are born again, you all. That is when we are born again. The Holy Spirit comes to live in our hearts, to help us in our daily lives, and we are born again, amen. Now we're operating what's on the inside. When you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and work it out for the good on the inside. So what's on the inside can be displayed on the outside. So the two are now matching up together, amen. I sat on the cold my God, my God. Will you be born again today? Will you be born again today? The Holy Spirit comes to live in your hearts, you all, to help us all in our daily lives. The Spirit of God gives us assurance. It gives us joy. It produces, you all, fruit in our lives and teaches us the scriptures. But will you be born again today? Be born again, good people. See, some people try to imitate Christ. They think that all we have to do is to try to follow Jesus and try to do the things he did and we will get into heaven. But we can't do it. We can't do it. They had to leave. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? They had the shirts. They had the buttons. They had all. What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
We may know the religious songs you are. We may even say prayers. But if we haven't, hallelujah, been to the foot of the cross, we haven't been born again. That is the message Jesus is trying to teach us. To be born again means that God will give you a new heart, hallelujah, and put a new spirit within you, amen. Will you be born again, you all? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Hallelujah.
I hear people all the time saying, oh, yeah, I'm saved now, but, oh, God ain't finished with me yet. Don't say the wrong thing. I will come out. I will come unhinged. I will come out the hinges. Be born again. See, then you don't just come out the hinges, because then you got the fruits of the Holy Spirit in you, amen. That's operating on the inside that comes with self-control. Hallelujah. Long suffering, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Be born again, church, today.
Hallelujah.
While you have time. While you have time, be born again. Hey, come on now.
Hallelujah.
Be born again. The Bible tells us that we are partakers of the divine nature. We are passed from death into life, amen. The new birth, you all, brings about this, amen, possibilities, hallelujah. The new birth brings about a change, hallelujah, in our philosophy and manner of living, amen.
Yes.
See, there is a mystery to the new birth, you all. Jesus said, the wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound, but cannot tell where it's coming from or where it goes. But you can see the result. Jesus did not attempt to explain the new birth to Nicodemus, or finite minds cannot understand the infinite, you all. We come by simple childlike faith, and we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be born again. You all, when we do, we are born again. We are born again.
Amen.
Will you decide today, church? Will you be born again? Hallelujah. Will you give up you, your old way of thinking, and I'm going to keep this part of me? You can't be born again and you keep one foot in the womb and think you're going to be all the way out.
Yeah.
you try to birth the child and it just the half the body come out. Hey, man, how that's going to work? You got to be all the way in, all the way out.
Amen.
Will you be born again today? It happens this way, you all. First, we have to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Amen.
This is the first step.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It please you all, make a choice today and be born again. Hallelujah. Is there one today? Is there one today? The doors of the church is open at this time. Is there one? Oh, God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Be born again.
There might be one. Today is that day. Today is that day that you have made a decision to be born again. My Lord, my God, the best decision that you will ever make in your life is to give your life over to Christ Jesus. Giving your life over to Christ Jesus, that is the game changer. That's what changes your whole world, your inside world, and your outside world. Will you be born again today? If you're not sure if you are born again, let today be that day. We'll help you pray a simple prayer, this simple salvation prayer. If you know that in your heart that you have not prayed this simple prayer, well, let that be you today. Just press one. It might be one today. Are you ready to be born again? Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to be the new man, be the new woman in God, in Christ Jesus? Accepting Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Just that word, that personal. It's a personal relationship.
you having a relationship with God, receiving him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, confessing that you are a sinner, and asking him to come into your life. There might be one. Just press one. We'll give you time. So we don't have to rush through this thing right here. We'll give you time. There might be one that's ready to be born again. There might be one that's already been born again. But you realize that you still have that sinful nature. You still have that angry mind, that angry heart. You still have that residue of those ill-spoken words. You still come unraveled, you know, when you hear something that you don't agree with, and you just go back to doing how you used to do, saying how you used to say. Rage builds up. You need prayer? Let us help you. We'll help you to get on the right track and come off that track. Come out of that place that leading you to shame and condemnation. You may even did something last night. You may have even said something while Sunday service was going on right now. Hallelujah. Just press one. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Being renewed in Christ Jesus. There may be one that may have some type of illness, some type of sickness, some type of diseasement. You may be looking for something to show up in your life and it have not showed up yet. Well, this is the time right now, where we come together in agreement. There's power in agreement. See, some things you will not see because you have not followed the promise. You have not followed the rules. You have not followed the guidelines. You know, God tells us to come together with two or three or get together in his name. In his name. That means that anything that God is a part of, and you ask it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, it shall come to pass. There might be one. There may be even one that is looking for a church home. You don't have a church home, or you may be in a place where you're not getting fed. You feel like that you're not growing. You feel like that you're going backwards. Pastor Tawanika and I would love to be your pastors. Give us a chance. We'll pray with you. We pray for you. We invite you even right now. This is not our house, but God's house. We'll just love on you. That word right there, love. We'll just love on you, a supernatural love. See, a supernatural love is a love like you never experienced before. It's not like the world say. It's loving on you through the eyes of Christ Jesus. It's loving on you through the Holy Spirit. Telling you the truth always. And not just sugarcoating and holding it down. And neither will we condemn you with words. We're just going to love on you through the word of God, through the eyes of Jesus. Just pray. Might be one day. Will you come today? Hallelujah.
Amen. We want to welcome our brother Andre Webber Sr. as our new member of the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God is good.
Hallelujah. Brother Redford, are you on with us today? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Amen. We want to welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministry, brother.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we ask you to continue to God, Jesus, pray in Jesus' name that every deed is met, oh God. Oh Lord, as we have, God, you've made us covering over your Son in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you give us all that we need, oh Father God, that needs to God, oh Lord, by your Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you pour into a great body, oh God. Oh Lord, that you bless us in, oh God, to what he put his hands to do for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, as he makes his commitment on today, oh God, being born again in the name of Jesus Christ, may his household lack nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the divine restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We can preach the prayer as we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ that the goodness of the Lord operates through and about your life all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to have our sister Dylan on the line to welcome you as well.
Yes.
All our church members right now. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, Brother Andre, referee. Like I said, we just going to love on you. See, we invited you and you came. So we thank you for allowing us to be your pastor. We thank you so much for allowing us to be your pastor. And just like you just said, we're going to love on you in a supernatural way. See, we don't just want people to come to the gospel public ministry, you know, just to say that, you know, I'm a part of a ministry. No, we really, you know, are going to strive. We're going to really look to have that personal relationship with you, touching and agreeing with you, praying with you, all that you ever need. We are here for you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank y'all so much. Amen. Thank y'all.
God bless you, brother. We love you. We thank God for you. Sister Miller.
Yes.
We need you to welcome Brother Andre Welford into the Gospel Public Ministry family.
Amen.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministry. Brother Andre.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Man.
You're welcome.
We get a love on
welcome.
You. Welcome, welcome. We have brothers here. I just know the bill is open to right now. I know what everyone else is at right now, but we welcome you, and we'll be giving you a call here right after service, shortly here, my husband and I. So look for our phone call as soon as service is over. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to take
Amen.
Our tithes and offering you all. Amen.
Yeah, I do want to, I just have one testimony before we move forward. You know, there are men and women that are giving their lives over to Christ. You know, I have an uncle that he's probably about 50-something years old, and he gave his life over to Christ, and what he told me was he feels so much better. He called me early one morning, and me and him, we were talking on the telephone, and he said, I needed somebody to talk to. And in the midst of our conversation, you know, I just asked God, you know, to help me, you know, to give me the words, you know, to be able to say to him. And before this conversation was over, what I found that came out of my mouth was, well, Uncle, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ into your life? He said, no. I said, well, will you accept him today? He said, yes, I will accept him today. He said, well, I don't know how. And we prayed a simple prayer of salvation.
Amen.
And when I tell you,
Hallelujah.
His life have already changed. His house has already changed.
Amen.
His relationships have already changed.
Amen.
His finances have already changed.
Amen.
How he was feeling about things that have happened to loved ones, mother and father that have passed away, it have already changed. He's
Hallelujah.
Been bogged down for a long time.
Yes.
But yes, when you get Christ, you
yes.
definitely get changed. So you don't have to be the same way.
My God.
See, when you get Christ, you will not be the same way
Jesus.
When you start to trust and to believe in him.
Amen.
That's that abundance. That's that inheritance
Jesus.
That he promised to our faithful father Abraham,
yes.
Isaac, and Jacob. So there are some that are still
Jesus.
Accepting Jesus Christ into their life.
My God.
No matter how old you are, it ain't too late while you still got breath in your body.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. Get those together. We'll pray over them today. Amen. Those who are listening in, we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you for one more time, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you allowed us, oh God, to be able to show, to be able to give, oh God.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you move mighty on today, oh God, like never before in the life of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us enemies free for your kingdom.
Yes,
honor our tithes and offerings, oh God, and cause them to multiply where we send them, oh God, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, oh God, that we are the chief financial officers of your money.
Yes,
as it comes to us, oh God, it is our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offer that spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory for your sake on earth.
Amen.
What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system.
Amen.
It is our frugality, O God, that your honor is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father God, for the Bible says in Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
And we come giving on today, O God, and we know, Lord God, it's you that are the blesser. And we thank you, Lord, that you bless us to be a blessing, O God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we'll have our announcements from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Welford. Go ahead, sister. God bless you. I don't know. I can't hear anything. Could you hear me, Sister Welford?
Amen. I'm sorry. I still had it on mute. I'm sorry. God bless you. Give it on to God, to the pastors, everyone that's assembled and everyone that will assemble. First of all, I receive your message. You must be born again because I want to be born again with godly characteristics and not just be born in his image. Like, so God bless you. I thank you for that message. The Gospel Public Ministry church service announcements are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. is intercessory prayer. Wednesday at 7 p.m., and this is Central Standard Time, is Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and also again at 2 p.m. And the church line number is 845-277-9213. The prayer line is 732-434-2510. And our wonderful pastors, they got a chance to have their play get started last night, and I know it was a wonderful time, and I'm looking forward to catching it tonight. It's called I Can't Stand My Family Members, and it's going to be at the Midtown Arts Center, 1423 Holman Street, Houston, Texas, 77004. And for information, you can call 346-719-3349. And general admission is $35. Bring your family out and come laugh and as well as get a godly message. And this was written by our very own Pastor Talanika Manning. And we love you all. God bless you. And happy birthday to all of our March babies. And that's your news today, and I am Evangelist Kimberly Welford.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, sister.
Amen.
Evangelist. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
We're still on Saturdays. We're still having our lesson Saturdays at 12 noon. And if you missed yesterday's lesson on Understanding the Holy Spirit, it is still available archived, so you can go back and listen to it. We'll be back on Saturday with our Learn Lessons. So they'll run every Saturday, you all, at this time, and we'll keep you posted on it if anything changes with that. Amen. So we thank God for you, for everyone that's here today once again. If you can come out this evening, come on out and enjoy a good time. We definitely had a good time last night. Amen. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for everyone here today. Thank you, oh God, for adding to the church. Oh, Lord, for our brother Redford, oh God, and his household. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sister Dylan, our sister Kathy Hudson and her household, amen. Our sister Marlisha Carter, evangelist Darvina Dudley, and sister Connie Northern and her family, oh God, we ask for this to do a new thing
Yeah.
In us, for us, and to us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's in Jesus' name. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministry to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. And we bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. And we bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I pray, you know, that the Holy Spirit have moved into your life. I pray that each and every heart and each and every ear was able to get something out of that. I know I did. You must be born again. You know, I like that. You know, they didn't say it was the decision that you can be. No, if you're looking for eternal life, you must be born again. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for inviting us into your home. Thank you for spending time with us, communing with us. But most of all, we thank you for being with us, you know, worshiping with the Holy Spirit this morning. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever, and everybody do say amen.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you, and may God keep you.
Join us
tonight. If you are here in Houston, join us tonight here, you know, at the I Can't Stand My Family Member stage play. You know, we had such a good time last night, and we'll be looking forward to see all those that didn't get a chance to come last night, but you do have a chance to come tonight, 5 p.m.
Right. Don't forget, on Monday nights, you all, we're having our prayer at 9 p.m. Join us for prayer for breakthrough season. Amen?
Amen.
Come get your breakthrough and your healing, your deliverance, whatever it is that you're trusting God for. It's been a delay.
Yeah.
Come and get your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you.
We love you.
I love you more.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time.
I wanna wake up. king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Gonna see.